Hello and welcome everyone to another episode of Dissertation in 90 Days. I'm your host, Dr. J, and I'm thrilled to have you here with us today. Whether you're tuning in from your office, your home, or even on the go, I want you to feel like you're right here, having a coffee chat with me. Today, we're diving into a topic that I know is on the minds of many of you, navigating the dissertation journey with clarity and confidence. You know, it reminds me of my own dissertation defense day. Picture this. I'm standing there, presentation ready, and suddenly I blank out on the first slide. That's right, complete mind freeze. But here's the thing, I had prepared, I knew my research inside out. So I took a deep breath, smiled, and started with a story related to my research. Before I knew it, the words just flowed. It was a reminder that sometimes it's not just about the data and the research, it's about connecting with your audience, making your work relatable. In today's episode, we're going to tackle some key strategies to help you do just that with your dissertation. We'll explore how to present your research in a way that's engaging, how to manage your time effectively, and yes, we'll even touch on how to handle those unexpected hiccups. Because let's face it, they happen to all of us. So grab your notepad, get comfortable, and let's get started on making your dissertation journey a little smoother and a lot more enjoyable. All right, let's dive into our first segment, understanding the defense process. Now, I know the term dissertation defense can sound a bit daunting, like you're going into battle with your research, but let's break it down into something more digestible. Imagine your dissertation defense as a conversation. It's a discussion where you get to showcase all the hard work you've put into your research. You're the expert in the room on your topic. The panel, they're there to engage with your ideas, ask questions, and challenge you to think deeper. It's not a grilling session, it's more like a professional dialogue about something you're passionate about. Now, let's tackle some common misconceptions. First, the defense isn't designed to make you fail. Nope, it's quite the opposite. It's a milestone, a rite of passage in your academic journey. And another thing, it's not expected to be perfect. It's normal to not have all the answers. What's important is how you engage with the questions and demonstrate your understanding. I remember talking to a student once right before her defense. She was nervous, worried about every possible question that could be asked. After her defense, she said something that stuck with me. She said, "It felt like I was just sharing a story, my research story, with a group of interested listeners." That shift in perspective from a test to a story sharing session changed everything for her, and it can for you too. Now, we've touched on what a dissertation defense is and what it isn't. Let's delve a bit deeper. Think of your defense as the final chapter of a long journey. You've climbed the academic mountain, and this is your moment at the summit, looking back at the trail you've blazed. So what should you expect? Well, typically, you'll start with a presentation of your research. This is your story, your narrative. You'll talk about your research question, the methods you used, what you discovered, and why it matters. Think of it as telling the story behind your journey, the why, the how, and the what now of your research. After your presentation, the panel will ask questions. Now, this part can feel a bit unpredictable, but remember, it's a chance for a meaningful exchange of ideas. The questions aren't just to test you, they're there to explore your research in new ways, to see it through different lenses. It's actually quite exciting when you think about it. You're contributing to the broader conversation in your field. I recall once witnessing a defense where a panel member asked a question that seemed off topic. The candidate paused, thought about it, and then connected it back to her research in a way even the panel member hadn't considered. It was a beautiful moment of insight, showcasing the depth and flexibility of her thinking. But let's be real, it's normal to feel nervous. Who wouldn't? You're putting months, even years of work on the line. But here's a little secret. The defense is as much a learning experience as it is an evaluation. It's an opportunity to see how your work fits into the larger academic conversation and how it might evolve in the future. Remember, every question, every discussion point is a stepping stone towards a deeper understanding of your work and its impact. So embrace it, engage with it, and let it refine your research. Let's roll up our sleeves and dive into segment two, preparing for your defense. This is where the rubber meets the road. First up, content mastery. Knowing your research inside and out is key. But how do you get there? Break it down. Revisit each chapter of your dissertation, summarize the main points, and understand how they interlink. Imagine explaining your research to a friend who's curious but not an expert. Keep it clear, keep it simple. Next, let's talk about mock defenses. These are like dress rehearsals, and they're invaluable. Organize a session with peers or a mentor. Present your research as if it's the actual defense. This not only helps you practice speaking about your research, but also prepares you for unexpected questions. Feedback from these sessions, gold. It helps you refine not just what you say, but how you say it. And don't forget, every practice session is a chance to get more comfortable with the material. By the time the real defense rolls around, you'll be talking about your research like it's an old friend. Now, visual aids and presentation skills. Visuals can be powerful, but they should support your narrative, not replace it. Keep slides clean and uncluttered. Use images or graphs to illustrate key points. And remember, less is often more. You don't want your audience reading slides instead of listening to you. As for presentation skills, practice, practice, practice. Stand up. Use your hands to express yourself. Make eye contact, even if it's just with a webcam. Pace yourself. Slow down for important points. And pauses, they're not your enemy. They give you and your audience a moment to breathe and reflect. Incorporating these steps into your defense preparation can make a world of difference. Master your content, practice with mock defenses, and hone those presentation skills. You've put in the hard work. Now it's time to showcase it with confidence and poise. Remember, you're not just defending a thesis. You're sharing a piece of work you're passionate about. Let that passion shine through. We're moving into segment three now, all about handling questions and feedback. This part can feel a bit like walking a tightrope, but with the right preparation, you can turn it into a highlight of your defense. So, anticipating questions. Here's the thing. You can't predict every question, but you can prepare broadly. Think about the key themes in your research. What are the potential weak spots? Where might someone seek more clarity? Discuss these with your mentors or peers. They can offer fresh perspectives, maybe even questions you hadn't considered. Now, when it comes to responding with confidence, remember, it's okay to take a moment to think. A thoughtful pause is better than a rushed answer. And here's a tip. Rephrasing the question can buy you some time and ensure you've understood it correctly. If you don't know an answer, it's perfectly fine to say so. You can always add that you'll explore it further. This shows honesty and a commitment to your research's ongoing journey. And then there's feedback. Let's reframe how we view criticism. It's not a personal attack. It's a crucial part of the academic process. It helps refine and strengthen your work. So embrace it, listen actively, take notes. And remember, you don't have to accept every piece of feedback, but do consider it carefully. Sometimes the most challenging feedback can lead to the most significant improvements in your work. Handling questions and feedback with grace and openness is a skill. And like any skill, it gets better with practice. Approach this part of your defense as an opportunity to learn, grow, and showcase the depth of your research. Keep your composure, stay engaged, and let your passion for your topic guide you. All right, folks, we're on to our final segment for today, maintaining balance and perspective. This is crucial, not just for your defense, but for your overall well-being. Let's talk balance first. Juggling family, work, and dissertation prep, it's like spinning plates. The key is not to keep all plates spinning at the same speed, but to know which plate needs your attention the most at any given time. Set a realistic schedule. Maybe it's an hour of writing before the kids wake up or some reading after work. Remember, small, consistent efforts add up. And during this hectic time, don't forget self-care. Yes, your dissertation is important, but so are you. Taking care of yourself isn't just good for you, it's good for your work too. A clear mind brings fresh ideas. Now, keeping perspective. It's easy to get lost in the details of defense prep and forget why you started this journey. Take a step back. Remind yourself of your goals, your passions. Your dissertation isn't just a requirement, it's a stepping stone to your future aspirations. In the thick of it, remember this. You're not just working on a project. You're building skills, resilience, knowledge. You're growing. When things get overwhelming, look at how far you've come. Be proud. Your defense is important, but it's just one part of a much larger journey. So balance your commitments, take care of yourself, and keep the big picture in mind. You've got this, and we're here cheering you on every step of the way. And just like that, we're at the end of our time together today. Let's do a quick recap. We talked about understanding the defense process, preparing effectively, handling questions and feedback, and the all-important task of maintaining balance and perspective. Remember, your dissertation defense is more than just a formal requirement. It's a testament to your hard work, dedication, and passion. You're not just defending a piece of research, you're showcasing a part of your journey, a journey that's uniquely yours. So, approach it with confidence, embrace the challenges, and trust in the knowledge and skills you've built up. You're closer than you think to achieving this remarkable milestone. Before I sign off, a special note for those looking for an extra boost in their dissertation journey. Check out the playbook, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 Months or Less by Dr. Anthony Robinson. He completed not one, but 2 dissertations in just 6 months. This playbook is packed with insights and strategies that can help guide you through your own process. You can download it at writerser.com/playbook. I'd love to hear from you, your feedback, your stories, and any suggestions for future topics. Your input makes this podcast richer for all of us. So don't hesitate to reach out. Until next time, keep pushing forward, stay balanced, and remember, you've got a community here at Dissertation in 90 Days, cheering you on every step of the way. This is your host signing off. Take care and all the best on your dissertation journey.